Budget shortfalls are prompting officials across the country to cut funding for libraries. In one state, educators are pushing back by suggesting that libraries appeal to you, the voter. The New York State Board of Regents is telling libraries to appeal to the public to vote for more library funds.
Which is exactly what the library is doing in Niagara Falls, New York. That library risks closing unless voters approve an extra $1.8 million this month. Also in New York, the Buffalo and Erie County system has a vote on a bond issue to bring back lost staff and bookmobiles. The library also seeks a donor to work a little magic and buy 300 copies of the new Harry Potter books due out in July.
Most writers would count themselves lucky to find one copy of their work on a library shelf. Each year, traditional publishing rejects tens of thousands of manuscripts. But today, many of those books are still finding their way to print through self-publishing. Reporter Gloria Hillard recently took the self-publishing plunge and has more.
I'm standing on a crowded walkway of the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, where book lovers and sellers have gathered by the thousands. It's a perfect place for readers to meet their favorite authors and perhaps some new ones. And for me, it's a perfect opportunity to scout the self-publishing world.
It's a novel, and the heroine is a cookbook author, so she's always thinking of recipes.
Sharon Borston has a good idea. She's handing out plastic wrap cookies for her novel, Cookin' for Love, at the iUniverse booth. The Nebraska self-publishing company has one of the larger booths here, evidence of the growing industry and the fact that Borston is not alone in her decision to self-publish.
It was hard at first to do it, but then I think it's been a very positive experience and people have responded that way. Good for you. You did it. You didn't let them tell you you couldn't do it, you know, that this book is no good. Or in this case, we love the story, but we just think these heroines are too old. There's no market for it.
Today, self-publishing companies like iUniverse, Author House, Ex Libris, and BookSurge are finding success in presenting themselves as the viable option to the increasingly hard-to-break-into New York publishing houses. Carol Ash is marketing director for iUniverse.
What we do is offer the opportunity for supported self-publishing where the author is in control and has the rights to their book and can print their book and have it available in the market. And then eventually what happens is that the readers decide.
Of the 195,000 books published last year, some 50,000 were self-published. Getting your book in print is a dream being pursued by many at the book fair.
Can you do the cover with a loose cover as well as a hardcover?
Yes.
R. Michael Johnson, manager of communications for the self-publishing company Author House, says it's new technology that's changing the face of publishing.
With print-on-demand technology, if you want one book, someone can order one book. If you want 100,000 books, someone can order 100,000 books. Where in the past, if you wanted to self-publish your book, you were easily looking at $20,000 investment and having 1,000 books in your basement.
Now, those 1,000 books will cost you about a quarter of that. But most authors just buy a few books for family and friends and then market their books on the web. For an average of $400 to $500, the leading self-publishing companies will take that manuscript that's been sitting in the drawer, convert it to a book format, design a cover, and make it available to online retailers like Amazon.com. Of course, other tasks carried out by traditional houses like copy editing are extra. Still, it's pretty exciting having your own book in hands, and for a moment you forget about the stigma attached to self-publishing. Luckily, my book was hidden in my shoulder bag when I spoke with Steve Wasserman, the organizer of the LA Times Festival of Books.
Well, it's certainly true that technology has democratized the means of production and that it is affordable for many, many people to manufacture book-like objects. But of course, what that means is that the filter, presumably supplied by traditional publishing houses, the editorial and discriminatory filter that can assure quality control is lacking. So every crank with a computer and a printer can publish a book, but it doesn't mean it's going to be very good.
Okay, I'll admit that's a bit crushing. And then I ran into Howard Wall from Penguin Publishing, one of the most respected traditional New York publishing houses.
Any industry that is as vibrant as this, we need to have self-published books because we can't watch everything. The big houses are always looking to what is working as a self-published book. So if someone sells out of the back of their car and it's something that hits, we find out about it, we can then give a worldwide distribution.
Otherwise known as a book deal, it's happened before. James Redfield's best-selling book, The Celestine Prophecy, was a self-published book, as was Richard Paul Evans' The Christmas Box. The hit 2001 movie Legally Blonde was based on Amanda Brown's unpublished manuscript of the same name.
Girls, this is it. In a few hours, I'll be the future Mrs. Warner Huntington III.
But what made for a bankable film still did not attract traditional publishers, author Amanda Brown.
They kept saying, well, we don't know where this falls. It's not really women's fiction, but it's not necessarily young adult, and it's not really humor, and we don't know where to put it. And I just kept thinking, I just believed in it.
So Brown self-published and marketed the book herself. Eventually, New York did come calling, and she got a multi-book deal with Penguin Imprints, Dutton & Plume. And after the release of the film and its sequel, Legally Blonde, the book, is finally in stores.
You definitely have to look for it, but it's there.
Getting your book printed is easy. Getting it sold is a little tougher. Most bookstores won't stock them, and critics don't review them. One thing that many here at the LA Festival of Books agreed on is that in today's competitive publishing world, it's all about the marketing.
1083 is going to be your total?
Just getting out there with the book and showing a publisher that you can promote yourself is extremely valuable.
Self-published author M.W. is giving away pink plastic pen people to promote her book, There Are No Soulmates. And by the end of the day, cookbook novelist Sharon Borston gave away 200 oatmeal cookies and signed up close to 500 potential customers.
It's a product that's used in the book, and it's fun.
Thank you.
As for my book, well, I don't have any of the items I saw being offered up at the book fair. Not pens, bookmarks, or t-shirts. Just what any writer hopes they have, a good story. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You can read an excerpt from Gloria Hillard's book and find your own self-publisher at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.